We are learning Maseches Bava Kama Daf Kuvav Amud Beis, and we're starting approximately 8 lines from the top. Amar Chiya Ba Abba. Just to finish off last Gemara, that Rav Nuna, the Kasha for Rav Nuna asked, now Rav, so what's the Teretz? The Teretz is the Gemara says Teretz. Let's start them, which means that there, the case that I mentioned was talking about either Chutz Lebezdin or Kafatz, and that's why over there, it's a Teretz to Rav, that's why there, you wouldn't have a din of that the Shvua Patas you, and there Taki Bichavi the Edom, because that's the Teretz to Rav Nuna's Kasha was. Let's start them, it was Chutz Lebezdin or it was Kafatz. Zok the new Gemara here. Amrav Chia ba Abba. Amrav Yechran. Hatoyin Tanas Ganav Kodin. This is a new Gemara. Now we're finished with Rav V'lokach Bala Yisrael. We'll finish with that with a new Gemara. Hatoyin Tanas Ganav Kodin. The loch is that if a Shomer Tanas was stolen and then it's found out that it's not true, he stole it, he took it. Mesham Shum Kefal. That's a pasuk in the Torah. He has to make a Shua. He makes a Shua that it was stolen and turns out he stole it himself. He pays Kefal. What happens? He was Tavach HaMachar. Not only did he steal it, it turns out he shechted it and so, or sold it. Mesham Shum HaBoch Misha. He pays Dal Vahay. He pays 4 or 5 times. Depends if it's a sheep or a cow. Hoyle V'gona. Well, how do we know that? Hoyle V'gana Mesham Shum Kefal. Since a ganav pays kefil and a tani tana's ganav pays kefil, my ganav shu mishalom kefil tavach amacha mishalom shu mishalom misha. Just like a ganav who pays kefil, if he's tavach amacha, he pays dal vehei. After tani tana's ganav, but because doin shu mishalom shu mekefil tani tana's ganav because also which he's a has a chiyuv kefil, he's considered a ganav. He has the same thing in tavach amacha. If he actually not only takes it but he shechs it or sells it, tavach amacha mishalom shu mishalom misha. Frate Gemara, why is that good mamatzinu? It's not the same. Mal a ganiv, she came a sham shum a kefal, shle b'shua. A ganiv is better. It pays kefal without a shua. So maybe there you have dalvahe. Toyin tanas ganiv, she came a sham shum a kefal, shle b'shua. Toyin tanas ganiv has a chasarin that it only pays kefal with a shua. So who said it has dalvahe? Maybe dafka a ganiv who pays kefal at a shua. He's dalvahe, but a shomer who steals it is only chayav kefal if he makes a shua. So who says chayav dalvahe? Moses says, you're right, it's not a mamatzinu, it's a hekesh. Amri akeshihi, ve'im ashivan al hekesh. So what's the hekesh? So if you remember back from Meruba, in the pasuk it says, ki yitin ish are'eu kesef oikelim lishmar v'gunav beisa ish, im yimotzi aganim ishalam shnaim. The ganav is found, ishalam shnaim. So the pasuk, the way to teach it is, if the real ganav is found, you pay double. V'im lo yimotzi aganim nikabal bayis elohim lo yishal shalach re'eu. Then it says, and he's found that he's lying, ashi yishiyun, it says, Yovi Dvash Deim Asher Yeshiyun Elikim Yishalom Shnayim L'Reihu. You pay twice. You pay Yishalom Shnayim L'Reihu. So in the same pasuk of Kefil of the Ganiv is the pasuk of the Kefil of the Shomer. So here, so he's saying here it's a Hekesh. It's a Hekesh. It's a Hekesh. So it's a Hekesh, a Ganiv to the Tanya Tanas Ganiv. Because in the pasuk, Im Yimotze Ganiv means the real Ganiv. And Lo Yimotze Ganiv is going on the Tanya Tanas Ganiv. So the only remembers the Gemara there, it's a machlekes there. So frankly, the Mahoni Chalamandi Amar, that one pasuk is Chabe Ganev, one pasuk is Ganev, Chabe Tanez Ganev, Shaper. Elamandi Amar learns, Hayi Motzi Ganev, Vim Lo Yimotzi Tavayo, Tanez Ganev, they're both by Tanez Ganev, they're both by the Shomer himself. So where's your Hekish, Mayik Lamemar, and for the Gemara, Amri Ganev, Ha Ganev. It's a rebuy. For Mimotzi, Ha Ganev, extra hey, teaches us that he's chayiv, he's like a real ganiv, and he's chayiv also dal v'hei. So akaponim, Rav Chiya ba'Abba is locha shem yechanon, that toyin tanas ganiv is chayiv, if he actually shechs it, he is chayiv dal v'hei. So break the Gemara Akasha on this memra. Eisver Rav Chiya ba'Abba l'Rav Yechanon. Heichon shayri, the mission is like this. I go over to a guy, he says, where's my shar? Heichon shayri, where is my shar? Nigna, he says, it was stolen. Mashbiach ani, you making a shua on that? Oh my man, he says, yeah, sure. But Edom say that not only is he lying about stolen, he actually ate it and he made steak out of it. Meshalim tashlume kefil. The halacha is that he pays kefil. Break the Gemara. The guy ate it, right? If he ate it, he must have done shchita. Here's a case of tavach hamacha. Vahacha, the efsuk kezayis basu lo shchita. It's impossible that even a small kezayis basu had shchita. V'ketani mesham tashlume kefil. And it says, you pay tashlume kefil. So we have in tashlume davehe lois. Mamasham affirms the stirit, the Rav Yechon's halacha. Here we have a ganev. It's a shomer who's a tani tana's ganev. He said, he made a shvuah, was stolen. Edom said he ate it. What's lachay pay kefil? Because he's a ganev. What do you mean? He's a tavach hamacha. So, and for the Gemara, you know what the case was? The guy's a ganav, he's just going to be grace the tzaddik. He ate nevela. He didn't take it and shecht it. Talking about skin, because oklu nevela. He taka ate nevela. He did not shecht it. And the whole din tavach hamacha is only if it's a good shechita. For the Gemara, but listen, like, because oklu trefa. Why was that sign that he ate it to trefa? Why do you have to say he ate nevela? Say he ate a trefa. And then also it's not a good shechita. Oh, it's a good kasha. So Moshe wants to know, what do you mean? Why is it better? Why is treifa better than nevela? Why is that better? We just said it was a nevela. Okay, so it's treifa. Why is treifa? What's more kasha? It'd be treifa. Why is treifa better than nevela? It's a good kasha. So it's two malachim. There's at least two malachim. One malach is that nevela is more mias than treifa. So to make it the guy is mias, the guy is a rasha, but he eats nevela. Treifa, you know, okay, it's not as bad. It's also terrible. It's not as bad. That's one teretz. The other teretz is that's possible. It turned out it was treifa and mafreya. When he ate it, he thought it was good. Then they found the treifa afterwards. He shouldn't have eaten so fast. Should have waited. But Maisa, he found afterwards. But nevela is not possible. It's nevela. He knows it's nevela. Like upon him, that's more kashrus. That's not about treifa. It's more common to happen, and that's a mistake. And for the Rambam, Rameir, Dama Shchita Shein Ruya Shma Shchita. That according to Rameir, if you check the treifa, even though it's not a good Shchita, but since he did a Shchita, a kosher Shchita, the halach is that you will be chayav d'alvei. So you couldn't answer that because you still could be chayav d'alvei. Frey to Gemara, Belishtei Ben Pekua. Why don't we just answer like this? That Avada, no Shchita was done because if you chayav d'alvei. Aye, how are you eating it? So it says in the Vela, say eat a Ben Pekua. What's Ben Pekua? The halach is that if you want my Diyam at least, that if there's a Uber inside the mother's stomach when you shecht it, then that baby inside does not need shchita. Even if the baby is 5 years old, does not need shchita.
And he stole the ben
bekuah. Yeah. So what's the ben bekuah? And if the marker married, oh, ben bekuah, torn shchita. He owes ben bekuah, then shchita. That's what it sound like that. But listen to the kunsha, Omar Bedin. Why don't we say that the case was, the reason why you're not chayv da'avei was, because you were, the case was that he was Omar Bedin already, that he took it. And afterwards, he shechted it. And the Bezim Rei said, v'omu loy tsei tein loy, the Omar Rava, so first I'll speak this outside, that the Morat Kaj is, why was that sign, this Mishnah, that he ate it after he was chayiv already, he found that it was stolen already. So he was chayiv kev already, and he said, okay, give it back. Once he said, give it back, and now you shechted, that's like a gzela, it's not like a geneva. That's not chayiv davahe, like Rava's going to say. The only problem is, it'd be a little shver to fit it into the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, where's my shar? He says, it was stolen. Then Adam Eden Sha'achlu. The Chayiv was missing a step. Adam first said he stole it. And then it was all over din, and then he ate it. So Tap Tosis speaks out. Everyone look at Tap Tosis. The hashda tzarik lahisal abraisal lefarish hachi. Heichin shor. Where's my shor? I'm like nignav. Mes biachan yivam amen. V'achach bo edim amru shiyas biyado. It's in his hand. V'omad bedin. V'omalei tzeitain loy. V'achat tuachoy. That's it. Put in. And he says it's still better than saying a guy ate nevela. You know, it's still better to do that. It's more kashrus. Still better than eating nevela. So, just more explains what's the mile of Omar Bedin. That's the next few lines. But literally, why don't we answer? Because Omar Bedin, Omar Tzeli, 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 and Bezin said, go give it to him. The Omar Rava, Tzei, Tzeli, Tzeli, if Bezin Rei said, go give it to him, and Tavach HaMachar, and then he went and shechted the potter. Then he potter, my time. He came into Paschal and Milsa, since we're already Paschal, the din's over, but Tavach HaMachar, now he shechted it. Have a Gazlam, Misham, Vesum, Avach Misha. But if Bezin just said, Chayv at Lindle, they just finished their negotiations and they came at Yechayv. He didn't say yet, okay, go give it to him now. So then, V'tavach HaMachar, he's Chayv Davahe. He's still part of his Gneva because it wasn't finished the din yet. My time, Kokamalay Psikalay Milsis, Kodman, they didn't make the final psak to give it to him, Hakat Ganavu. I can't, that's in Rava. The Mars Kasha is, why was that sign the case and make some surgery on the Brysa, like Tarsha spoke out, and say, they're talking about Amavadin, Amri. So he said back to him, okay, I said answer Nevela, you have a cash, why don't we answer Amadin? I have a third tarot to you. So you ask me why I didn't say Amadin, I'll tell you, I'll ask you. But for you, literally, why don't you answer with Shutif Shetavach Shalem Daskaver? Why aren't we talking about a case of Shutim? Shutim stole something. The law is Shutim steals something and then shecht it together, like Beshlichas of the other guy, you take Chayav Davahe. But let's say Shutim steals something and one guy goes ahead and shechts it. The law is that you're not Chayav Davahe. Because it's only a half a thing. And it says, Chamisha Baka, Chamisha Chetzi Baka, and Rashi Drasha says, Tafka Kula Beisura. It has to be that I'm a complete Ganav. But if I do half, and half it really belongs to the Ganav, half belongs to the owner, that's not a Chayv Davahe. So why is that? That's the case. The two Shaimrim, they're both Shaimrim together, they both claimed the Shvua that was Nignav, and then one guy went ahead and Shechted it. Why is that? That's the case. That's why a Chayv Davahe. Teretz is Chada El Chada Matrei Klos Nakat. We said one or two Terutzim. There's three Terutzim. We said one out of two or three. That's all. So it's not a kasha. Ad Kan this Gemara that says that Rav Yochan says the Chayv Davahe by a Shomer, and we answer the kasha on him. So that's the halacha that a Tony Tan's Ganav pays Arba Davahe when he shechts it and eats it. So tomorrow about not Rav Chiyav Abba Meirchanim. I'm Rav Chiyav Abba Meirchanim. A Tony Tan's Ganav Aveda. If a guy he finds something. He finds a Aveda. He's a Shoyim Mechinam or a Shoyim Mesachal. I said, let's say Shoyim Mechinam going for the Amandi Amma. He's a Shoyim Mechinam. And they come to him. He says, where's my Aveda? I heard you found it. He says, yeah, it was stolen. And he swore, Meshalim Shlume Kefal. He pays Kefal. So you see, this didn't turn down his Ganav by a Shoyim Aveda as well. My time, the chassid says in the pasuk, "Akol aveda shiyoma." We remember from that pasuk, "Akol aveda shiyoma," that even a moitze aveda has a din toyin tanas gada. It says in the pasuk that by shomrim says, "Ki yitain ish el re'eu kesef akeim lishmar." So the whole parasha of shomrim. So the Gemara says only if a adult gives you the watch to for safekeeping, but if a katan gives you his watch for safekeeping, ein isita sinas katan klum. There's no din of the sinas katan. All the din tvias and everything, all the dinim of the shabbatim and the shvua and kefal on that shvua is not by a katan. That's me, it is only if I gave it to you on the katan v'tavik v'shukatan. I also, the katan was teveya it, he was asking for it back when it was a katan. But let's say, nosuk v'shukatan v'tavik v'shukatan. He gave it when it was a katan, and 2 years later, he's 14 years old, he comes back and says, "Where's my watch?" The guy says, "It was stolen." Make a shvua. Do you have a parasha shomrim over there? What's the halacha? Menayin. How do you know there's no parasha? Tamaloyma adlim yovid varshneim. Actually, in a scene of a tviya shav and keachon, and we darsh from these words, adlim yovid varshneim, that is a hekesh. There's a hekesh in the scene to the amad of a din. Just like the amad of a din was when you're a gadol, the scene also has to be when you're a gadol. Exactly how the hekesh happens, you have to look at the Rebbe Peretz and others. One of the Rebbe Peretz darshes the words yovid varshneim. It sounds like both the Shneim, the Nesina, and the Hamad of Adin are come together, so there's a Hekesh from that to that. Akapanam, what do you see over here? That if the guy is a Katan, and he gave it to you, even though now he's a Gadol, the Halacha is, there's no Din Tanis Ganav Ganav. Why? Lamais, now he's a Gadol, it belongs to him still, and now he has Aveda. It's Aveda now. It's by you, it's Aveda. It's not worse than Aveda. It's not worse than Aveda. Aveda, no one gave you anything. You found it yourself. And here, no one gave you anything. You got it from a katan. What's the difference? But if Aveda doesn't turn his gun, it's not worse than Aveda. He's tavik Aveda. He already destroyed it when he was a katan. But if he ate it when he was a gadol, he taka pays because he's a gadol? Because it's like Aveda? If the one who gave it to him is already a gadol and then he ate it, he taka chayiv. Yochai to tani ash taking the seed of a tviya shalom keechad. Listen, you should say ash tei achila of a tviya shalom keechad. That the achila and tviya were both when he was a gadol. If we're saying it's taka, not worse than aveda, just the case here was that while he was a katan, you already destroyed it. So, but say, but if he destroyed it when he was older, then it's fine. You don't need actually need that the sinah was then. All you need is the achila. Amalei, you're right. Tani ash tei achila of a tviya shalom keechad. You put in those words, taka achila tviya shavim kecha. So what's the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara's teretz is that you're right. Betz is not worse than aveda. Toyin tanis by a ganav by aveda. And echanami, if the story happened that he stole it after the noisin was a gadol, you taka chayiv. It's not worse, even though he didn't give it. Even though it wasn't an ish who gave it to you. But since it's not worse than aveda, you taka chayiv kefal fizeh. Rav Ashi is different teretz. Rav Yomar, that aveda is still better than if a katan gives something. Rashi Yomar, Loidomi Aveda. Loidomi. Aveda ka'asi mekarach bendas. Aveda l'maisa, it came from bendas. When bendas lost it, and it came from bendas to you. Not directly, but he lost it and you picked it up. V'hol l'asi mekarach bendas. This came from a katan, that's worse, and there's less of a tvia. So there's an afmila halacha when you have Ashi's teretz and the first teretz. The first teretz, the halacha is that if Yitaka ate it after he was a gadol, he's taka chayt. But if he's a second teretz, he'll be potter if he ate it after gadol, because it has to be from a sinah from a ish. And there's no necessity of mission. It's different than Aveda, where the Aveda is lost, at least from a Ben Ish.